Hey, you guys know what's wild? We are living in a time where people are more informed about the evil stuff than ever before. And I see more and more people paralyzed by it. Like you scroll for 5 minutes and suddenly you're convinced that the world is ending. And yes, it is. Kids are doomed. They're going to be going through a lot. And culture is rotting from the inside out. And there's nothing you could do about it. And I feel that. I feel that. I feel the rage of this big club that we're not a part of, all of these people that have broken the law and there's no accountability, there's no arrests. So what do? We rage share. We doom scroll. We argue with strangers on the internet like that is somehow going to be what makes the difference. Or we go the opposite direction and numb out entirely. Pretend it's not happening. Throw ourselves into distractions and just hope it all blows over. But here's the thing. Neither outrage nor apathy ever built anything worth a damn. Responsibility does. And if you've been feeling like you're stuck between freaking the fuck out and checking out, this episode is for you. Hey, you guys, welcome to Listen, Bitch. This is the podcast where I cut through the noise and get real about what it takes to step into your potential and to stop living like a victim of your own brain. I am Brandon Lynette, and I help people, especially those of us with neurospicy brains, take massive responsibility for creating their future with God. Not someday, you guys, not when shit calms down, because that's never happening, but now. Because Jesus didn't pay the price that he did, so you could spend your life refreshing your Facebook newsfeed and spiraling. He called you to something bigger than your anxiety, bigger than your outrage, and definitely bigger than whatever algorithm is running your emotional life right now. And speaking of building something bigger, you guys, housekeeping. I'm actively looking for sponsors who actually give a fuck. If you have a brand that aligns with integrity, morals, family values, personal responsibility, faith, and helping people to become the best versions of themselves, let's talk. I am not interested in peddling garbage. I want partners who are in this for the right reasons. So if that's you, reach out, okay? There's this thing that happens when you wake up to the reality of the evil. Like, we've known it's existed. I've been wearing a tinfoil hat for a very long time. Okay. Like, anti-vaxxer for over 20 years, homeschool mom for over 20 years. I knew something wasn't right. Okay. Born with incredible discernment, I knew. But this is the thing, like, the reality of really seeing what is happening around us. And I'm not talking about the cartoonish, far-off kind of evil. I'm talking about the stuff that is right in front of us. And then the systems that chew people up and the lies that get passed off as truth and the ways that people manipulate and gaslight and destroy each other while they're smiling for the camera. The facade of politics, Hollywood, politics, music. It's all fake bullshit. And everything on social media, manipulation. It's agendas, it's propagandas. We have been used as lab rats for a very long time. And when you see really what has happened, and if you guys have read any of the files floating around, if you read any stories, like I'm going to talk later about these three ladies that are getting charged with murder, they kept a 6-year-old in a dog cage. And stay tuned, I am going to do that show. Okay. But you see this, and when you really see it, like I read this stuff, it hit me different. It's like someone turned the lights on in a room that I've been sitting in my whole life, and now I can see every single crack in the wall and the mold in the corners and the rot underneath the paint. And for a lot of people, that moment of awakening feels like a gift at first. Like finally, right? Finally, I'm not crazy. Finally, I can name what has been bothering me for 2 decades. But then something else like kicks in, right? And it's the weight. It's the weight of everything, because once you see it, you can't unsee it. And if you're not careful, that awareness turns into obsession. And you start seeing evil everywhere. Every headline confirms it, every conversation feels like evidence. And you become the person who can't talk about anything else, who brings up the state of the world at, birthday parties for kids, who sends article after article to people who stopped responding 3 weeks ago. And this is where it kind of gets tricky for those of us that are wired a little differently. If you have a brain that latches onto patterns, that hyper focuses, that spirals when it gets overwhelmed, that awareness becomes a trap. Your brain loves solving problems. It loves figuring shit out. But evil, like, you can't solve evil by thinking about it harder. You can't fix a broken world by obsessing over how broken it is. And yet, that's exactly what we do. We think if we just stay informed enough, angry enough, aware enough, we'll somehow be doing our part. But there's a very fine line here between awareness and letting this consume you. Because what can really happen if the slippery slope, if you are not taking care of yourself, all we're really doing is feeding the darkness more of our attention, more of our energy, and more of our peace. I watch this play out in my life and the lives of people that I work with. Someone wakes up to the reality of corruption in education, media, church leadership, or politics, and suddenly that's all they can think about. They're not sleeping well. They're snapping at their spouse. They're neglecting their kids because they're too busy researching the latest conspiracy or preparing for the worst case scenario. And they tell themselves it's because they care, because they're awake, because someone has to pay attention. And I agree with this. I agree that someone has to pay attention, but if you are not whole and healed, you are missing the entire point. There is no way. And I have a podcast that's political. So I intentionally look for this stuff and I talk about this stuff because there has to be people that are willing to call out the evil and to call for people to pay for that accountability. But the thing is, I don't stay there. I don't stay in the anger. I live a very full life of being a mom and being a wife and being a podcast host and being a coach and working on social media. I do those things. Caring without responsibility is self-destruction. And Jesus didn't call us to be professional warriors. He didn't call us to be perpetually outraged to the point of not being able to hold a job or maintain relationships because we're too busy fighting invisible wars online in the streets protesting. I know it's a very sad thing to see through a lot of extreme liberals, and that's not even political. I don't care what side you're on. If you can't see where they have literally not working jobs, not sleeping, not eating, angry, that can't be us. He called us to be salt and light. He called them to be salt and light. And you can't be either of those things if you are so consumed by darkness that you forget how to function in the actual world you're in. So, what is the antidote? Because it's not ignorance. It is not pretending everything's fine. It is responsibility. And responsibility is what happens when you take that awareness of evil and you channel it into something that actually builds instead of just burns. When you stop asking, why is the world so messed up? And my question, what I ask myself now, is what is mine to do? Who am I here to help today? It's when you stop waiting for someone else to fix it and you start fixing what's right in front of you, your own life. Get your house in order, get your mind in order, get your family in order, get right with God, and then you get into your community. And here's the truth: you are not responsible for dismantling every evil system. I don't know that anybody's going to be able to do that. The earth belongs to the devil right now, and he's not even hiding that. You are not responsible for waking up every asleep person. I felt that. I felt this consuming. I started a political podcast a few years ago. Okay. I was not in a good headspace for that. It consumed me. I couldn't sleep. And I thought, how do I wake everybody up? And I was angry and I was frustrated. And there was never a conversation that didn't leave me feeling, ugh. I had to back off and I had to do some internal healing. I had to get right with me, get right with God, get my family here. It's not my job to wake everybody up. It's my job to use my voice and use my platform to share the truth. You're not responsible for winning every argument or exposing every single lie. What you are 100% responsible for is how you steward the life that God gave you. And if that means you're going to come on here and you're going to talk about the truth and you're going to expose the evil, and we are meant to call it out. Love is truth. Call it out. You are you. You're responsible for your health. You're responsible for your relationships. You're responsible for your work, for your words, for your attention, for your peace. And when you take that seriously, when you actually order your own life, you become a threat to the chaos. And not because you're yelling louder, but because you're standing firmer. Think about it like this. Imagine you're in a house that's on fire. You can stand in the middle of the living room screaming about how the fire started, who's to blame, how corrupt the fire department is, or you can grab a bucket, put out what you can, get people back to safety, and rebuild. Responsibility is grabbing the bucket. Outrage is just you inhaling the smoke and doing nothing. And I get it. Taking responsibility feels small sometimes. It really does. It feels like it's not enough because you want to do something big. I feel that. I feel so much outrage. Like, I want to do something big. How do we save these babies? How do we save the babies? You want to do something that matters, but the people who actually change the world, you start by mastering the small things. Get your sleep dialed in. Stop eating the bullshit food they're putting out for us. Stop eating garbage. Show up for your family. Be fucking present. Eye contact, phones down, have conversations, engage. Keep your word. Build something with your hands. Write something. Create a podcast. The real rebels here. The real change makers are going to be the people who stop letting their emotions run the show. And I get it. Listen, bitch, it's not sexy and it's not viral, but it's the foundation. And without it, all your truth telling is just noise. And if you've got a brain that is prone to anxiety, to overwhelm, to getting stuck in loops, you have to be even more intentional about this. Because your brain is going to convince you that obsessing is the same as caring. It's going to tell you that if you stop thinking about the problem, you're being irresponsible. But that is a lie. Obsession is not the same as stewardship, and anxiety is not the same as wisdom. Neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to rewire itself, okay? This means that you can actually train yourself out of the pattern. Every time you catch yourself spiraling, and you choose to redirect, whether it's going to be through prayer, through jumping on the treadmill, or through serving someone in front of you, you're carving a new pathway. You are teaching your brain that you don't have to live in fight or flight. You could see evil and still be grounded. You can care deeply and still sleep at night. You can take action without losing your mind. This is what it means to be ungovernable by fear. It is not that you're unaware. It's that you refuse to let the awareness steal your agency. You refuse to let the darkness dictate how you spend your time, energy, your life. You take it back and say, I see you. I know you're real, but you don't get to run my day. When you do that, when you actually take responsibility for your own life, your own growth, your own calling, you become a walking testimony. You become proof that there's another way. People look at you and they don't see someone who's checked out or someone who is lost in the sauce, baby. They see someone who's grounded, someone who's present, someone who's building. And that's exactly what Christ modeled for us. He didn't spend his time raging against Rome or obsessing over how broken the religious leaders were. He called them the fuck out, and then he healed people. He taught, he served, he built a kingdom, one conversation, one miracle, one act of love at a time. And when the darkness came for him, he didn't flinch. He didn't panic. He walked straight into it and he conquered it from the inside out. You have been bought with a price. You have been called. And that calling isn't to be a professional doom scroller or a walking anxiety attack. It is to step into the authority and potential he placed on you. It is to order your life in such a way that when people see you, they see him. Not because you're perfect, but because you're present. Not because you have all the answers, but because you're taking responsibility for the questions that are right in front of you. So here's what I want you to do. If this lands for you today, if something clicks, please don't sit on it, okay? Like the show, subscribe, leave a written review. Seriously, it helps me more than you think. Make sure you head over to brandonlinette.com and sign up for all the things. I have the resources, the coaching, and a whole lot more where this came from, okay? Then I need you to get yourself over to YouTube. I need you to subscribe to the channel and watch the full version video of this episode because sometimes you just need to see me saying this stuff. I don't know. And I need your help building that page over there. I love you guys. You were made for more than outrage and anxiety. You were made to build. So go do that, and I will see you guys next time.